The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, February 24th, 2013, if you're listening live. And it is whenever you're listening, if you're listening to the recording. But either way, welcome. So glad that you're here joining me. And know that if you're joining me, you've helped shape this, even if you're listening to the recording. Because that's the way we roll around here. This is about, for me, connecting to each of you, no matter when you're listening to this, no matter how many days or weeks or even years later, connecting to you, bringing your energy in here, and then giving voice to what that group energy is seeking. So, take a deep breath and just allow yourself to be present and accept my gratitude for allowing your energies to be part of this, to co-creating this with me. So, to take that to its fullest expression, let's go ahead and connect as deeply and fully as we can to this shared moment. To do that, we need to connect as fully and deeply with our moment individually. And so we go within and allow yourself to step into that intention to open up to your divinity, to your mastery, to your essence, and allow that essence to flow up into your perception, into your conscious awareness more fully in this moment than in the moment before. And allow it to flow up into your physical body, into your emotional body, into your mental body, into your entire energy field. And then allow it to journey down all of those cords of connection we have in every one of our relationships, so that you're bringing yourself in your purest empowered state into each of your relationships. And just allow yourself to feel the change that takes place there. No matter how subtle, opening up in these intentions will create change. All right. Time to take the next step. Knowing that this connection is going to remain open throughout the time we share here together, let's take the next step and open up our connection to this physical dimension by grounding ourselves into our Mother Earth more fully. And so it's opening up through the chakras in the feet, through the root chakra, through the cells of our skin, or in whatever other way works best for you, to open up to be as fully present in our physical nature as possible, and as fully present in our physical reality as possible. and opening up specifically to receive the love and support of our Mother Earth. And just allowing that to come up in the same way as our own essence did, allowing it to come up and flow into and fill our physical body and our emotional body and our mental body and our entire energy field. And also flowing into all of those connections we have with other, all of our relationships, and helping to ground us in those relationships to be as fully present as it's possible for us to be within them. And now feeling whatever, however subtle or large that shift may be for you, allowing yourself to feel that, just let your gratitude flow back down to her, flow back into our Mother Earth, and your love for whatever it is that you love about life at this time. Allow that love to be flowed back down to her as well. Because without her, without our connection to her, without our experience here, we could not be experiencing anything that we love. At least not the things that we specifically love about being here. All right, and again, knowing that that connection and those energy flows are going to continue throughout the time we spend together, let's take the next step and open up into the divine dimensions, into our connections with all of the beings who are supporting us in any way in this lifetime, our angels, our spirit guides, the ascended masters, mentors, and teachers that are here to aid us as we live this life, as we walk the path of awakening and empowerment. And once more, open up to receiving their love and support, that energy that they are flowing to us at all times. This is about opening up our awareness of it and opening up our intention and our willingness to receive it. And again, letting it flow and fill our physical, our emotional, our mental, letting it flow into our entire energy field. And again, into the energies of each of our relationships. Because as we bring that sense of safety and groundedness from the earth and bring that sense of empowerment from our own divinity and bring that sense of support from these divine helpers, we can be in our relationships in a more empowered way, in a more present way. All right. Now let's take a step into the connection more fully with each other, those of us who are the co-creators here. And so we are connecting with the energies of all of those in the Exposing the Masters Within community. Regardless of when you might be listening, you're connecting to everyone else who has ever listened, who is listening now, and who will ever listen. And so allow yourself to connect with the energy of the shared intention that brings us together, of stepping into our mastery, of discovering it, of unearthing it, of exposing it, of sharing it. That's the intention that brings you here. That's the intention that I carry into this with you, and that joins us together. And so allow yourself to receive the support of that shared intention, the support of this community. And again, open up to it, to support you in your physical, in your emotional, in your mental, in your entire energy field. And to even support you in how you step into relationship, in how you step and bring your divinity into your relationships. Not pushing it at others, but sharing it. And allow your own intention, your own desire for this empowerment, this awakening, this exposure, allow that to flow back into this mass consciousness that we share. All right. And I'm going to switch the order here at the end. Today, we are now going to open up to the mass consciousness of all the conscious light workers. And what I mean by that, a light worker is someone who is seeking this path of empowerment. They may have nothing consciously to do with us, but it doesn't mean we're not walking in shared intention, that intention for empowerment and awakening. So let's expand out and open to receive that support of that level of mass consciousness. All the millions of light workers on the planet seeking their own empowerment and supporting the empowerment of others. And allow yourself to receive that support. And allow yourself to give that support into the mass consciousness. And however much we receive, we are certainly giving far less in this equation. And that's one of the joys of coming together in community. That combined is greater than the sum of its parts, if you will. And so just allow yourself to receive that support throughout your being, all levels of your energy field. And again, supporting you in all of your relationships. And so now we expand, and this energy is less conscious probably, but it is large. Because it is to the mass consciousness of all of humanity. And it is the mass consciousness specifically, because not all of humanity is choosing or aware of the path of self-empowerment, but all of humanity is desirous of things continuing to improve, of things continuing to get better. And so we tap into and open to that mass consciousness, which is now over 7 billion, maybe it's over 8 billion by now, but it's, as far as I can tell, pretty much everyone on the planet. That's a lot of energy to tap into, a lot of support to receive, the support of that shared intention and desire. And again, just let that in. One of the most core ways in which we are not alone, ever. Because everyone desires this. All right. Thank you. Thank you for opening up in that way and taking that little journey, that journey into altered consciousness. That lays the foundation for what we're going to talk about here today. And it can be summed up in a word. And probably not fully explored if we used all the words in the dictionaries in every language. But the word that we're going to play with here today and explore is this: opportunity. Opportunity. Now, as I say that word, what comes up for you? What shows up in your consciousness as I say the word opportunity? There are some people out there, the first thing that might come up is missed opportunities, the things, the choices, the options that we had that we didn't take, and the regret that tends to come with that. And so as we start here in this exploration of opportunity, I would like to offer an opportunity to let go of our regret about missed opportunities. How does that sound? Sounds pretty good to me. I'm ready for this. So take a deep breath. And if this comes up into your mental as I'm talking about it, that's great. If you can visualize the pieces of this that are visual, that's fine. But it's not necessary to have the mental for this to work. And it's not necessary to perceive the visual pieces of this for it to work. And so this is about intention. And it is about willingness, which is a huge, huge piece of opportunity. Because if we're not willing to do whatever the opportunity offers. Well, in many ways, we would define it as not an opportunity. In other words, it's only an opportunity if it's a direction we desire to go or an outcome we desire to have. Now, one thing I did right before, as I was waiting for the contact, the call from BBS to begin this program today, I just went online and I Googled opportunity and proverb. And one of the ones that came up, I think, is just very true and very funny and very ironic in some ways for many of us and very sad for others. But it's a proverb or a quote from Thomas Edison is what it says here. But opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. So, with that little bit of laughter, whether you found that funny or not, accept my laughter in your stead if you didn't. And let's release some of the past regrets. And it doesn't matter if you have any conscious awareness or conscious energy of regret. If you've walked through this life, you've probably at least once looked back at something and said, God, I wish I had done that, or I wish I had said yes, or I wish I had taken advantage of that situation, or I wish I had said this to that person. And maybe you haven't, and if you haven't, then you can just wait for us to do this. But if you have any of those things, then this is an opportunity to let some of that energy go, and as much of it as you are willing and ready and able to let go of. So, take another deep breath and focus in your heart. And again, for those who are visual, you might see this, but intend that your heart would present itself to you as, let's call it a mansion. At the very least, a room with many houses. Wait a minute, a house with many rooms. And your seemingly wandering through that house. And yet, as you're wandering, you're actually beginning to feel yourself be pulled in a certain direction. So that anytime you come to a branch or a hallway, you know instantly whether it's the right way to go or not. You turn in the right direction, and your steps feel even more certain. And yet, you're also feeling heaviness. So it may feel like you're walking through water. It may just feel like you're walking with a great weight on you. But you're feeling heavier as you're walking forward. And the reason for that is what is drawing you is your regret. We're going to the room where you have stored all of your regrets. And so the closer you get, the more you're feeling that. Now, there's no need for it to overwhelm you. Essentially, it's simply acting like a homing beacon so we can find our way. And eventually you're going to come, if you have not already, you're going to come to a door. And that's the door behind which all of your regrets are stored. And so when you're ready, open the door. You may see it, you may not, but intend it regardless. Open the door and step inside and know that that connection that we made at the beginning to your divinity is giving you the power to face this. And that connection we made to the Mother Earth is keeping you grounded and safe. And that connection we made to all of your divine helpers, they're all here with you, surrounding you, supporting you. And that energy of support on all three levels, from this community, from all lightworkers, and indeed from all of humanity, are supporting you in stepping up to all of this regret. And underneath every regret is self-judgment. Self-judgment. And often fear. Fear that we've made the wrong choice. And so that comes bubbling up in the room, and it's almost like swamp gas. So the first thing we do after entering the room is turn on the exhaust fan. It's like a big bathroom in here. It's got an exhaust fan. So we're going to turn that on and allow that energy of fear to start lifting out through that exhaust fan. And some of those fans are really loud and some are very quiet, but all of them are effective at helping this energy move. And in your energy system, it's literally taking this fear right into your central channel, and it is going right up and out through your crown chakra. But you don't need to follow that. Be present in the room and just notice it. And again, we're going to flip another switch, and another exhaust fan comes on. And this one is about the self-judgment. And that's a heavier energy, but it's a more powerful fan. And so it too begins to lift. And it's almost like it's not just lifting some kind of gas, but it's almost like it's lifting a liquid. It's that thick as it's being pulled out. But being pulled out, it is. And as it's happening, it's becoming easier to breathe in the room. And some of that sense of weight is lifting. And so right now, as that's happening, as both of these fans are running, as the fear and the judgment are being lifted out, now is a marvelous time to step into this intention. I'm willing to forgive myself for all that I have judged. I'm willing to forgive myself for all that I have judged as my wrong choices. I'm willing to forgive myself for all that I have seen as my missed opportunities. And with that, all of these solid objects, and they're like bricks, begin to be pulled off the shelves and even out of the walls that make up the room. And they're flying to this table in the center of the room. And each brick is an individual regret. And they are flying faster and faster, so you have to step to the side of the room back by the door to make sure you don't get hit in the head by one of your regrets. And they just keep piling up and piling up and piling up, and it's a big table, but it keeps being extended as they show up there. And some of them have writing on them, and if you really wanted to, you could go over and look at it, and it would be some things that are actually memorable in your consciousness, but many that aren't. They weren't that big a deal at the time they happened, but we held on to them. We didn't let them go. And so here they are, piling up in the center of the room. And now, one of those spiritual helpers knocks on the door. And he or she, depending on who's bringing it to you, is pushing it. And it's almost like a cross between one of those big dumpsters that you see outside of some huge apartment complex and your paper shredder. Except it's not for shredding paper. It's for shedding regret. And it's got multiple openings in the top. And you notice that they're all brick-shaped, but they're in different sizes depending on how big the brick is. And you go over and all your helpers come with you over to the table. And you just start tossing bricks into this thing. And no matter how much effort or energy you give to it, they always go to exactly the right opening. The right size hole. And you can hear that sound. The exhaust fans are still going, but it's nothing compared to the sound of the grinding up of your regrets. And it's going really quickly. You have so many helpers, and there's so many openings. And finally, the table's cleared. And you take a deep breath. And you open the top. And you realize there's not dust in there. There's not paper shreds. But there's a liquid in there. And you're taken around to one end. And you notice there's a spigot. Like in some sort of Gatorade container that they use at football games to dump it on the coach. And one of those divine helpers hands you a glass. And you turn on the spigot, and that liquid, that energy of that regret that has turned liquid now, you look at it closely and it's very pure. It's almost invisible. It's so clear. And you pour it into the glass and you smell it, and it smells sweet. Not sickly sweet, not too sweet, but it smells just right. It smells wonderful. Like nectar made of the most beautiful flowers and fruits. And you look around and all of your divine helpers are smiling at you. They're beaming. They're beaming. Because you, together with them, have transformed your regret, transmuted it. By being willing to let it go, let go of the regret, let go of the judgment, let go of the fear of having taken the wrong path, you have transformed and transmuted this regret and all of this pain you've been carrying into wisdom. And you realize that's liquid wisdom in that glass. The wisdom that comes only with experience. And almost laughing, you drink it. And it tastes even better than it smells. And you can feel it flowing through your body, not just down your throat into the digestive system, but literally it's an energy spreading through you, cell by cell, from your mouth, up in through the cavities in your head, into your brain, into every cell of your face, and down through your entire physical body, your throat, your torso. It's coming down your arms, almost like spinach affecting Popeye, and it's going down through the torso and into the legs and out, down to your feet. And you realize how much lighter you feel now. Not just lighter than you felt as all that regret was felt in your body, but lighter than you felt when you entered the mansion of your heart and set out on the journey to this room. Now the ceiling fans are turned off, all of the fear, all of the self-judgment that you are ready to let go of has moved out. You look around you, there are far, far fewer bricks. There may still be a few for some. Some of you may have cleaned it out completely. And whatever the case is, that's what you were ready for today. And that's perfect, but you can't stop smiling because of how much lighter you feel. And so just breathe into that and give thanks to all those who helped you. And in your wisdom now, you can even give thanks to all those past opportunities that you used to regret having missed. And you allow yourself to walk out of that room and through some shortcut that you didn't know existed, you find yourself back in the main entrance hall and you walk back out of your heart. And when you're ready, you come back into awareness of the room around you. Well, that was fun. All right. Well, thank you for that, folks. So what else is there to do today? Haven't said a whole lot about opportunity, just worked with some energy of the missed opportunities. And so let's talk a little bit about what opportunity is. A lot of these proverbs, learn to listen, opportunity often knocks softly. Always stop to think, we often miss our opportunity. Opportunity rarely knocks twice. They're about, I don't know, some idea almost that opportunity is rare. And perhaps the way many of us think about opportunity, it is rare. I don't know. I think when that word comes up, we tend to think in big grand terms. Opportunity, we put that out there like, oh, it's the opportunity for a raise or a new job or a perfect marriage or some big transformational shift where we had to make a choice in an instant and we might not be ready for it or might not have been ready for it in the case of what we just cleared. And so we don't take it. And I find that fascinating. Because as I'm sitting with it right now, as I'm thinking about it right now, in many ways, that is approaching life and approaching opportunity from the perspective of the victim. Now, I know I've spoken lots of times. Well, I think I have. If not on this program, then definitely to other people and in session. But I know I've spoken lots of times about the drama triangle and about the three primary roles in the drama triangle, the victim, the persecutor, and the rescuer. But what comes to mind here is that waiting for that kind of opportunity, and it's used in marketing all the time, often by shysters, so to speak, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Make $20,000 in a year stuffing envelopes at home in your spare time. Blah, blah, blah. Overwhelming change for the better is coming from outside, from somewhere else. Not from our own efforts, not from our own choices. But it's going to fall into our lap. Oh, I'm going to win the lottery. And that's being in the role of victim waiting for a savior. Now, that's not the only kind of proverb or statement or belief or idea about opportunity, but it certainly is a very prevalent one, that it's rare and that it comes in a form that is almost miraculous to fix things in our life out of thin air. And yet, and this is one of those things that hasn't necessarily been said in exactly this way in session, and yet it's been alluded to on many occasions. They often talk about transformation as this process, which it is. But we tend to be focused on the outcome. When I'm enlightened, when I'm ascended, what's that going to be like? Or we act like enlightenment or ascension take place like that. Snap your fingers. And that final moment is like that. It's like flipping the light switch. But it's the last step in a long journey. And every step along the way was necessary to get us to that final step. Every time I've had a significant shift in my life, sometimes there is a major catalyst that takes me that last step. Sometimes there's not. The major shift I had at the solstice, the final shift, the final catalyst piece of it, I don't know if it was the energy of the solstice itself and the shift on the planet, or that combined with that final gateway of home, or what it was. But I literally woke up the next day a different person. And no, it was not another walk-in. But everything that preceded it was necessary to get to that point, including all of those things that were unpleasant along the path, all of those regrets. I find it interesting that one of the things they have talked about a fair amount recently in private sessions and even perhaps in some of the groups is this idea, which it's not specifically a new idea just recently. They've talked about it before, but it's been given new focus lately. But this idea that in every moment, both polarities exist. In other words, in that moment when we are most devastated, having the worst experience of our life up to that time perhaps, in that moment, the positive polarity is embedded already. And it's that positive polarity that maybe days, maybe weeks, maybe months, maybe years, maybe next lifetime, we can look back and go, out of going through that horrible experience, I gained this strength or this wisdom or this whatever. But that was already embedded there while the negative was happening. We just weren't aware of it. And yet, if we flip that around, every hugely positive thing that we've experienced as well, there is at least one seed that we can look at as negative in that moment, which is, if I've made a choice to do this, whatever this is, I've opened this particular door, there were tons of alternative doors that closed at the moment I opened this one. Some of them I may have been aware of consciously. I choose to drive to this store, therefore I'm not going to that store. So all of those opportunities went away. All of those options went away. And if you will, every option is an opportunity, which is why some of us get caught up in analysis paralysis, trying to figure out the best one because we don't trust that whatever we choose will be the right one. We just are attached to the fear of missing out on the right one, attached to not wanting to have regret afterwards, so we overanalyze. But that negative seed that is in every positive experience and in every choice that we make that turns into a positive experience is the closing of the other options. And it's not negative in the sense that it necessarily is bad. It's negative in the sense that it's gone. It's not available anymore. But that's what choice is about. And that's what opportunity is. Every choice we make is an opportunity. And that goes much deeper than we think, because we're making choices all the time. We tend to focus on the largest ones that have the biggest ramifications, but I would say that in doing that, we're missing most of our opportunities. Because it's not the final choice that matters the most. It's the little choices that we make moment by moment, day by day, that open the door for the larger choices to come. The more we are consciously present in the moment, and so much of this comes back to that, the more we are choosing to be present in the moment, the more that we are opening up perhaps to this way of looking at opportunity. Success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. And yet, preparation, every step in preparation, is just opportunity until we take it, until we choose it, until we move to make a change in our lives. And that's another reason why I think we prefer to focus, most of us, on those larger opportunities, the ones that are going to come and act as a savior, that are going to fix the things in our life. But the path of empowerment, the path of mastery, the path of awakening, the path, yes, of exposure, is to step into choosing more moment by moment, opening to the opportunities of this moment. They may seem smaller, but they accumulate. I'm sitting here looking at the snow, so I'll use this metaphor. They accumulate the way the snow ball that is rolled down the mountain becomes the avalanche. One tiny snowflake does not an avalanche make, but a lot of tiny choices bundled together have a massive energy and a massive potential for change. And I think that's something that we can often lose sight of when we are focusing on the big opportunity. What's the next opportunity? What's the thing that's going to change my life and finally get me where I want to go? Rather than focusing on the opportunity here and now, what's my opportunity here and now in this moment to be more present, or to be more loving, or to be more open, or to be more joyful, or to be less judgmental, or to be more forgiving? There's opportunity on top of opportunity on top of opportunity to make the next step in our path of empowerment. And so, I encourage you to open into the opportunity of seeing opportunity literally everywhere and every when, every moment and every situation. Opportunity is present.
All right. Well, I'm going to do the commercial here now. And offer you this. The next quickening, which, according to guidance yesterday, will be the third eye chakra, will be 2 weeks from tomorrow, on Monday, March 11th. And you can step in and just do that one, although it would be better to do the two preceding it, the conception and the root chakra. But you can make your choice. If you'd like to just focus on the third eye and help to open that up to quicken your experience of divinity through the third eye, by all means. I intend to send an email tomorrow which lays all of this out again, but it is up on the website. And I would love you to join us. I've also put up, actually it's not live yet, so that's not quite true. I'm in the process of putting up on the website a lot of feedback I've received. Some of it was requested because I would like those who are experiencing this work to speak in their own words and share. And some people don't do that in a regular way, or they don't do it without prompting, but they were certainly more than willing to do it because of the power of what they've experienced so far in the quickening or in doing both the quickening and the deepening. But I would invite you to look at that if you would like to step into a more direct experience. This is definitely an opportunity to do that, a more direct experience of connection to divinity. And I wouldn't say it's that opportunity that in one step fixes everything. But everyone who's walking this path with me right now is very happy that they're doing it and very grateful for the shifts they're already experiencing. So I would encourage you to take a look at that and explore that and look for the email that will be forthcoming, most likely tomorrow. So let's move on now to a guest from the other dimensions coming through the channeling. And so, as always, allow your breathing to deepen while I open up to the toning to adjust the frequencies to bring them in. Hello, dear ones. This is Kuan Yin, come to be with you today. Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. And that is a good mantra for each of you. Welcome, the welcome mantra. It's a mantra for welcoming. Welcome. It means it is well that you have come. It is well that you are here. It is well that you are present. I am welcome. You are welcome. We are welcome. We are one. And breathe into that. Welcome. I am well. Come. I am well. Here and now. Breathe into that. Welcome, my friend. Welcome, my divinity. Welcome, my light. Allow yourself to feel that. Not our light, not our divinity, but yours. Say those words yourself. Welcome, my friend, my divinity. Welcome, my light. And let yourself feel that.
open that further. No, it is there. And that is an aspect of opportunity that is always yours. Your divinity is always with you, whether you're experiencing it or not. Welcome it. Welcome it into your experience. Welcome it into your expression. Welcome it into your life. I welcome my divinity. I welcome my light. I am my divinity. I am my light. In many ways, for most, as you're still exploring and expanding in your sense of self-worth, it's easier to say, I welcome my divinity into this moment, into my experience. I welcome my light into this moment, into my experience, than it is to say, I am my divinity. I am my light in this moment, in my experience. It's easier because welcome is opening the door rather than claiming that you own the experience when you don't yet fully trust that you are worthy of it, when you don't yet fully know it by your experience. I welcome my divinity. I welcome my light into my experience, into my life, into this moment. Play with it. Welcome it. Welcome this phrase. Welcome this choice. Welcome this opportunity. And you welcome more of the light and the love, the divinity, the compassion that you are. And take now this moment to open into your heart and to breathe into and receive our compassion for you and our love for you. Onayo, 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 onayo. That with you, and we will leave you with that. Much love, dear ones. Namaste. Whew. Well, thank you, Kuan Yin. Oh, all right. And thank you, Doug, for the chimes that I know are forthcoming. And thank you to each one of you for joining me and co-creating with me here today and opening up to the opportunity that we share each week and the opportunity that we shared this week to move more into our divinity. And so, I will see you, metaphorically, next week, hopefully. Same time, same place. I wish you a marvelous week of noticing and choosing and exploring your opportunities. You never know what's going to come until you choose it. Much love, my friends. Namaste.